It's not what you know, but who you know.
Do I know him?
And knowing Dog and Joe has absolutely no benefit unless you call right now. 916-766-9370. Know the Dog and Joe Show.
All right, here we go. Dog and Joe Show t-shirt up for grabs. Three consecutive questions in a row. That's what that means. You got to get them right. If you can do that, you'll walk away with cash and prizes. Let's start with Casey. Casey, good morning.
Morning.
Casey, how long have you listened to the Dog and Joe Show?
Since you were at the meth lab.
All right.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Right on, dude.
And remember, the always correct answer, way too long. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Classic questions. Classic edition, okay? Who on the show hates Miracle Whip?
That would be Joe.
Well, I think to say, sadly, sir, you've gotten that one wrong.
Yes, Casey, good afternoon to you. Kelly, good morning.
What's up, guys? Okay. I'm back again.
We're going to pick this up where we left off.
Okay.
Who on the show hates Miracle Whip?
That would be you, dog.
Wow,
well,
there we are.
There it is.
On the board, 1-0. You got to get three in a row correct. Classic edition, we got a bunch of questions. If you do win, you'll get the Dog and Joe Show t-shirt. Two more correct.
I actually think we may have spoken about this week, and if not this week, we for sure spoke about it last week.
Okay.
Who on the show hates artichokes?
Oh.
Artichokes.
Yeah.
And that's all three of you, correct?
And not only, well, you can pick from all three of us. Yeah, all three of us can be picked from. Not only hates artichokes, everything about them. The way they're cooked.
Yeah.
All of it.
Oh. Gotta be Dog again.
Wow. See, now I could have seen how somebody could have went that direction, but let's remember, he'll eat anything.
Oh, really? Really? I'll eat anything.
That's not saying you like artichokes or not, but Dog will eat anything.
Let's pick it up with Matt. Matt, who on the Dog and Joe Show hates artichokes?
I want to say Joe.
You've done it right there. What a wasted food, the artichoke.
For the people playing along at home, anytime a question like that arises again, just think, hey, whoa, one, it's a vegetable, two, it's green.
There you go.
All right, you're on the board. Matt, get the next two right. You'll get cash and prizes. Let's see here. Let's find a good one. Okay, this is old school. Way old school. Which of us on the Dog and Joe Show worked at the Olive Garden?
I want to say Joe.
I can see how you'd go that direction.
Whoa.
I absolutely could.
Whoa, okay.
Really could.
Let's go to John. John, we'll pick up with you. Who on the Dog and Joe Show worked at the Olive Garden?
It's got to be Dana.
Oh.
Also could see how a direction like that could be taken.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're done there. So that question's dead. That only leaves me.
Yes.
Yes. Some of the worst 2.5 months of my life.
I think what threw him off is you said who on the show worked at the Olive Garden.
Oh, what I meant to say, who moonlights still to this day to make ends meet at the Olive Garden.
Well, that key word of work, I don't know, should have been thrown in there or not.
I hate you for that, man. I've tried to keep that secret for so long. And really? The end of the year, you let that out. Now people know I still part-time at the Olive Garden. Thanks a lot, you idiot. Trying to hide it all these years, he lets it out. All right, now we're going to go to Kevin. Since we're talking about past employment, let's start with this one. Fresh question. Who on the show sold knockoff cologne and perfume door to door?
That was Joe.
Yeah, that was Joe.
Worst job of my damn life.
Yes, that was Joe.
Oh, it was an awful job. It was an awful gig. It was embarrassing, and I had my covered head to toe the first 6 hours I did it. I got on the train to ride home, and I looked like a hooer.
And you had to just stink of the stuff. Your nose had to just be rotten.
No, I mean, I'm not like a scary individual, so when people don't choose to sit by me, it's not because they're in fear of me, it's because they couldn't stand the way I smelled.
Did you have it? Did you put it on your clothes or your skin?
I mean, it got everywhere by the time it was done. It would rub up and down your coat.
I bet your car just smelled to hell, too, with all the cologne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And because they were knockoff bottles, they'd leak.
It wouldn't even seal the
cap on the top. Wasn't that even that sealable?
Yeah. Kevin, next two right. Make these good, man. We want you to do this. We want you to get the shirt. Give them easy ones, Joe. We got to take off.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I'm just playing for fun. I won last week, too.
Oh, well, wow. Well, hell.
I just wanted to play for fun and tell Joe it was nice talking to him in the lobby there the other day on Tuesday.
Oh, you met this guy.
Yeah, I met him on the way. This guy and I have a lot in common. After, you know, went through...
you both ate women.
Sobriety at the same time. Back when I was getting sober, Kevin did along with me. The good thing about Kevin is, if I may take a second, Kevin saved his marriage.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you, Kevin.
Yeah, that was really cool, dude.
By the skin of my teeth.
Okay,
thank
well,
you, Joe. I just wanted to tell thank you.
Yeah, it was really nice to meet you, too, man. It was a nice conversation with you, Dad.
Whether you want the shirt or not, let's see if you can earn it. Next
okay.
two, right.
All right, Kevin, let's see if you got... You probably know the answer to these, but we'll see. What is dog's favorite band?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Whoa, yeah. Language, Kevin. Yeah, you're not in the lobby.
I had hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah, hang on. We got to wait for the delay now.
That's okay.
Sorry. Sammy, gosh, dang it. God, I know it. It has Sammy in it.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
You have to know the name of the
I know.
Band,
give
right?
me a second here. It was not Death Lover. Gosh, dang.
He's put on the spot right now.
I know.
Right? I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous, Kevin.
Kevin, my hate meter is quickly climbing.
The
oh,
fact
really?
That you got the lead singer is killing
I
him.
I know.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. I can't imagine any red-blooded American.
He's squirming in his seat right now.
Oh, jeez. Well, don't I get it for getting the lead singer right, at least?
Bam! You are done.
Well, you would if he wouldn't have been the lead singer of several bands. Just one was super, uber popular.
Yeah. Teresa, what is Dog's favorite band?
Sam Haywood.
There we go.
It. All right.
Okay. Who on the show has tattoos?
Ooh. Joe.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The show has grown.
Yes.
Since we've joined the river. So possibly some of these answers could contain more of us.
Yeah. The Dog and Joe show, not just Dog and Joe.
That's right.
So it's
got to
be Dana.
There we go. All right.
I was going to say, you guys are splitting hairs. She was right the first time.
She was Dana, but you have some
you
very
have tattoos
beautiful
too?
Tattoos as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but you didn't ask for gender. You asked who on the show. So Joe is a correct answer. You guys are splitting hairs.
It is.
But we kind of gave her that one.
Yeah, we did. Give her another easy one. We wanted her to have a t-shirt.
All right. We got one here.
And
for
I want to go home.
Oh, have you been listening this week?
Yeah.
You have?
I'm not at work.
Not at work, so you're kind of familiar in what happened with Dog yesterday.
I just can. You, is there any way you could drag this out and make it even longer,
no,
please?
Because I want to give her an easy one, but this is solid.
Okay,
solid
give it to
question.
Her.
Who does Dog think is the most beautiful woman on the planet?
And I'll give you a hint on that because that changed yesterday and this morning.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. There has been a change to that.
Someone was demoted.
Thank God.
So Kim Kardashian must have been demoted.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
But I can't remember.
You're going to win anyway, because we got to let Monica know to get in there.
Yeah.
The new champion on the podium in the top box in the middle slot that's higher than Kim Kardashian's is now Megan Tellis, ABC 10.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, right yeah. There. Yep.
There
and
you
know
go.
What? That's one I can get behind. I'll support you on that one, because I think she's a very beautiful woman, too, and she is nothing like Kim K.
And she doesn't have fake butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. From what I saw yesterday, I kind of wondered. No,
you
I
are an idiot.
We are done. Yeah. Appreciate it. Hang on. We'll get you hooked up. Dana, before you go to the phone, I want you to get on the radio. Keep your headphones on.
Okay.
Joe and I, we talked about this today, and typical scuzzy guys.
Mm-hmm.
I told Joe, I said, you know what? I feel bad. We should have got Dana something for Christmas, because this is our last day for 17, and now we're going on vacation. We're not back until the 2nd. Dana will be here next week. She's going to do all
I accept Christmas gifts in January.
Oh, you do.
There's
you do.
A ticket.
Okay, good thing, because we'll have to make good.
Hopefully you do, too, because I had no energy last night to make snickerdoodles.
Oh, yeah, damn Dana.
But
she
now I have
week.
Like a week and a half to make them,
so. Well, I was going to sneak down here during our vacation and leave you a little special gift on your desk, but I think maybe Dog and I will come up with something together that would be
I'm not
very
doing anything
nice
together
you.
With you. No, my gift again is separate. I want mine to come from me.
We think we should give her a good one.
No, you
may need your money on that.
No,
I may need
no.
your money.
No.
See how that works?
So, Dana, we will return. I apologize. I wanted to get you something because we couldn't be happier to have you here with us.
I'll tell you this much. The present this year is you. Thank you for joining our show, being a part of it.
Well, hey, I promise there
is... unwrap it.
You are an idiot. Why can't you just say like this? Yes, Dana, the present is you this year.
The present is you. And I want to say this before we go because we're out of time. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
Kenny and Liv and all your family. Mm-hmm. Tell them all happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and have a great new year.
Yes. So, and you guys too.
And
thank you,
be
Dana.
Nice to Dana when we're gone.
Please.
Dana,
oh, I'm not going to answer the phones.
Oh.
That's probably solid. She's going to protect herself.
I'm just kidding. I
They'll
do answer
on the
them.
Phone all day long.
Hell, I wouldn't either. So have a great Christmas, Dana.
I will. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And Happy
to
New
you
Year.
Too, Dana.
And
yeah.
Get snickerdoodles to look forward to when you come back.
Wow, yum. Look at that, brother.
Yum. And all of you guys, too. Appreciate it. Everybody here wishes you and yours a Merry Christmas. Be safe and have a fantastic New Year.
Yeah, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't do that. And we'll be back on Tuesday, January 2nd.
Thank you all so much for joining us on our new venture, being such cool listeners, coming out and hanging out with us.
I mean, I want to go home.
It means a lot to me, dude.
So sappy.
They supported us, and I love them for it. Thank you very much. It was a very, very good year in 2017. I can't wait till next year. Enjoy your times, man. Don't laugh at me. You don't get sappy. I do. I'm allowed.
Yeah.
No, we do appreciate you very much, though. So enjoy the rest of your afternoon and have fantastic holidays. We will talk to you probably Saturday, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely
play nice.
Tomorrow.
Play nice.
Monica Lozin next with 10 at 10.